Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Hi, everybody.
Good afternoon. My name is... My name is Professor David Stephanie. I'm one of the mentally ill homosexuals that invented the vaccines.
Have you seen that account that's like somebody that worked on the vaccines, but it's like just a furry account?
That's so sick. Yeah,
yeah. And then there's people that are like, they're like, Star Fox, I had a couple of questions about about side effects, or like super, super good questions. Just wearing the costume.
That's
fucking
awesome.
Like claws on the keyboard.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
And it's like, this is, like, it. I mean, it's such a stupid commentary, but, like, how the fuck is this the world we live in?
Yeah.
Because that's not, I mean, like, I don't, I'll leave it up to the LGBTQ community.
Of course.
If they want to
include, claim first.
If they want to include the Chuck E. Cheese band.
Right.
In their parade, yeah, or whatever it is.
If they want to eat some fucking feathery pussy,
right.
If they want to, if they want to finger pop some cloaca off the bitches,
right.
Who's fucking?
Yeah, I got
backup.
I got to surgically replace this one hole.
That would be sick if you if people if bird furries were like, I'm making my pussy an asshole
feathers,
one thing.
Yeah, feathers.
Well, that's basically.
But
what
that would be too big. That's
what some of the doctors do. It's crazy because like all that surgery is like relatively new. So there are just some Dr. Nick motherfuckers that are like, I can give you a pussy.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, yeah, and then, yeah.
Oopsie daisy. Yeah, yeah. Now you shit out of your nose. An arm for a leg and a leg for an arm.
I always thought it would be very elegant if you wanted to have both, to have a pussy under your balls.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You just lift your balls up. There's a pussy.
I don't know. That seems
that
like,
feels like underused
that
space.
Seems like you're begging for ball pain. Mm. Imagine you're just getting railed.
True.
Somebody's pubic bone is just smashing
yeah,
into your nuts.
That's a great point. I never even thought
which,
of that.
Which
yeah, you could only get fucked from the
right,
back.
They
you'd
try
have to get
to,
fucked upside down.
They try
no,
to
from behind.
They try to like retract into, you know, like their safe space, and they're already backed into a corner.
Right, right, right. You're dude. That's true. I guess I was just thinking of it from just a, I don't know. I guess aesthetics. I guess
like a world peace kind of.
Yeah, like
bringing the genders.
Well,
together.
Just I think it would be a neat. But you're right. In theory, it's a neat solution. In practice, though, you're begging
for
nut pain. Although I do think if you got fucked from behind, that would probably.
I
solve
mean, it's
it.
Kind of like that's what gay sex is. No, there's a hole right behind your balls.
Yeah.
No, nah, but it's
that,
further behind.
The made-for-TV adaptation of The Normal Heart.
Good point, sir. Yeah.
The Normal Heart?
Yeah. That's no. They fuck missionary style in that movie.
Mark, that's romantic.
Mark Ruffalo has missionary style.
Yeah.
Gay sex.
Gay guys
they deserve
into
an award.
Each other's eyes.
They deserve an award
I
for
think
doing
they,
that.
I think they got an award. An AVN award.
Yeah. They must have a nice, hard, big-ass dick. I tried fucking someone in the ass that way one time just... I was in a hotel. You know when you're
you
on
tried
vacation.
Fucking a guy that way?
No, it was a girl. Thank you very much. Okay. Uh-huh. It wasn't a guy.
It was Mark Ruffalo.
It was Mark Ruffalo. Oh, dude, I would
in the movie, an enlarged heart.
A clogged heart.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, I mean, I also have a little dick, so I don't know if that's part of it.
A little dick. No, it's just flexibility.
I think a longer
like, no.
dick really helps any kind of strange... sex position in general.
I think longer, not fatter.
And I don't have that. I have a regular standard issue. And, you know, you can't be doing no wild still, Mark Ruffalo gay sex with a woman that way.
The problem was, I mean, it's probably just, I think I'm with Adam. It's probably a flexibility thing.
Yeah.
On my behalf or her?
No, the girl has to be able to
the girl
put
was
her
flexible.
Legs far,
she was very
far,
flexible.
Far back enough.
This is also, we were fucking and I was eating her pussy and the maid just opened the door.
Housekeeping.
And I was eating pussy on all fours, and she looked at my asshole.
Yeah. Asshole looking.
Yeah. And she was like, I was a doctor in my country.
Ass looking.
You're going to want to get that checked out.
She was like, actually.
You have polyps coming out of your ass.
She's like, this is. I don't mean to pry, but.
That would be awesome.
I went to.
You have a mole.
Those people really should just have condoms alone on that cart. There's really no reason. I guess it's just, you know.
I wouldn't use the hotel
confirmation bias, but the housekeeping people are... you'd think by now they would have figured out, like, don't come in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
I was in one hotel one time, and it was like the shower was right next to the door, completely open.
Yeah.
And this lady comes in, and she's like just cleaning the bathroom. I'm like, excuse me.
You're showering?
Like,
or?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, leaves. I'm just standing there fucking completely naked.
You think she would have sucked
taking one of my classic cold showers, too.
Wow, a cold shower. Wow. You're in there screaming.
She thought I was... she probably thought I was a statue.
Yeah, that's probably it. Mm-hmm. Wow, cold shower. Your dick probably looked little.
Oh, incredible. Fuck. It's awesome. It is fucking awesome, dude. I took back when I was like in real good shape, I took like a 30-minute cold shower.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, this is... I'm Michelangelo. Yeah. This is a child's penis.
Damn.
You're like a Michelangelo.
Do you think that particular maid would have sucked your dick if you asked?
I mean, I think they all would, right?
That was our buddy Dominic Strauss-Kahn. That's what.
Oh, yeah, I feel like
his movie. I just start doing Joe Lister.
Yeah, what are you doing? Cleaning?
Oh, really? He would would he rape the maids or fuck?
Yeah, my mom used to clean all the time.
A maid.
Damn.
When she was gone, I'd put on her clothes.
A hotel maid?
I think so. Yeah.
Damn.
When he was in a hotel.
Yeah, some like Senegalese woman.
Damn, yeah, that's dude. Where we were looking at hotels recently. I was like, "What? We should get the Dominic Strauss-Kahn rape hotel."
Can you imagine that?
We get the Harvey Weinstein
rape hotel.
I don't
want the
rape hotel,
man. The vibes are bad.
You grew up
hotel.
Under French colonialism. Uh-huh. You and then they leave your country,
you're
destroy
in Senegal,
the economy.
Yeah.
You destroy the economy. Yeah. Your family makes it out. You're made in Manhattan at the fucking nicest hotel in the world, and then some fucking frog bastard is like, take it. I need help with it, darling. Please, Mrs. Coconut, I need your help in the bathroom.
Dominic, I'll see what he looks like. I don't even know.
He's an old.
Oh yeah, yeah. This looks like a French rapist, a French economist, politician, and rapist.
Yeah, what was the IMF or World Bank?
World Bank, I
Dominique Strauss-Kahn.
One of the two.
That shit seems fake. That seems like bullshit.
What?
The World Bank.
Yeah, that's
like a
late capitalism for
yeah.
You.
That's isn't
my
that like
thing.
A Bill and Melinda Gates?
Oh yeah, this man is a fucking rapist if I've ever seen one. He's got rape eyes. He's just got that French. Rape energy about him. Oh, look at this picture.
What are they
I'm
doing?
I'm hurting
look
today.
At this picture. I mean, if this isn't a guy that rapes.
I need help in the bathroom.
Guys, just Google image search Dominic Strauss-Kahn. You'll know the one we're laughing at. It's about halfway down. He's kind of tenting his fingers and doing some rape eyes.
See, I'm loving this Eric Adams, by the way, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I'm loving our new mayor.
Yeah, he's
we got an Andre as a mayor.
It's just fucking like 800 million people in the hospital, and he's like, "You gotta be cool.
We gotta,
you gotta be calm,
back.
Yeah. And you gotta be collected."
And then he was talking about how cooks can't have jobs in an office.
Yeah, yeah.
To discuss the Omicron situation, Zap and Roger, ladies and gentlemen.
Just fucking break dance.
Atomic.
It'd be great if he had a really fat, loud white wife.
Oh yeah, that would
be
awesome.
Mean white wife.
But who also code switched.
Yeah,
yeah,
into
yeah.
AV.
Just Mimi Boba, Italian Mimi Bobek.
Yeah,
yeah.
God damn. Yeah, he's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he calls him Eric. Dude, I loved his speech about bringing swagger back.
Yeah. I think before he got inaugurated, he had some speech about how he got a lot of pussy as Brooklyn Borough President.
Sick. Yeah. Yeah. His,
which is pretty fucking
what's his
awesome.
Whole thing is that he's a cop and he likes Bitcoin.
Yep. That's it.
That's he's a cop so
likes
chill.
Bitcoin. And then the government is terrible, too. When do we... So she's just unelected? She's just
Dominic
the fucking governor?
Dominic Strauss-Kahn,
shouldn't there automatically be another election as soon as you're like, okay, the last guy's fired for murdering people and raping women?
Yeah, they should have a special
election.
It
shouldn't just be, this like fucking...
Oh, dude, he raped a bunch of... He raped... Dominic Strauss-Kahn raped more people.
This, like, facelift freak... She
what's
really has
her deal? I'm not.
He got off on a technicality.
Yeah, I feel like her face is held together with fucking magic.
No chill, ho chill.
Yeah,
She ain't got no chill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not familiar with her, but I think that's good to say.
Yeah. No, she gets on the TV and she's like, we have the situation under control.
Yeah, what has she done? What the fuck is Kathy up to?
Literally not. The last thing I saw from her is like, you know, because they're like, you know, the case numbers are going up. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, but the hospital numbers aren't. And it's like, well, let's give it a week.
Yeah.
And then those are going up. And they're like, well, it's time to start determining.
I know. Now it's time to fucking.
Yeah. If people are in the hospital for or with corona. And it's like, yeah, I'm sure you're right. I'm sure it's the dramatic fucking like 900% increase in the last week is all because people are fucking cutting themselves, slicing bagels. And they happen to test positive at the hospital. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's people that are getting some medicine for Christmas.
That's why every nurse you ever talk to is like, I'm going to kill myself. Mm.
I don't really have time to get to those conversations because, you know, I'm dressed up like Buzz Bunny and they're shoving things in my ass.
Yeah, at the hospital?
Well, any nurse I talk to. Yeah. And they leave and I'm covered in my own blood and cum and I'm like, damn, I should have asked them about myocarditis. I should have asked them if they've been seeing more juvenile myocarditis cases.
Are you sure that was a nurse and not a man you hired to wear a nurse's outfit?
There are male nurses.
Okay. It was a nurse joker. Yeah.
Male nurses are nurses to the same extent that when I put the costume on, I'm actually Bugs Bunny. It's just a sexual thing.
Right.
They always get really jacked. I feel like because they're like upset about
having the
girl doctor job.
I think there's plenty of fat gay ones too.
Yeah, the fat gay ones are angels.
I feel like they get
they're like working with dying.
They get jacked because they're watching people die all day long, and then they have to like. You know,
right.
They understand
mortality in the
American Sniper.
I love that.
Know, yeah.
Yeah. After his friend dies, mm-hmm. he has to go lift.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, man. I saw that. I only saw that in a German airport.
Really?
Or not German. Japanese. Where the fuck was I?
When were you in Germany?
It was either Germany or Japan.
Yeah. It was one of the World War II countries or Italy.
One of the Axis.
No, hold on. Where the fuck was I? Oh, you know, no. I was on a military base in Japan. That's where I saw mm-hmm. it.
You watched it with the operators?
I did, actually. Yeah, I watched Sick. It. I watched it with a bunch of
it's
young
It's so funny. Whenever you see
they
videos
like,
of...
Do be
they
like
loved
that.
It, dude.
You see like videos of movie night in Iraq or whatever, and it's veterans watching something, and it's like 900 guys in folding chairs and a 13-inch television.
Yeah, it was a horrible setup.
It's like prison.
Yeah, at the end of a hangar.
Yeah.
And they're like, Cruella! Cruella!
Yeah, it felt like a airport. The reason in my head I thought it was airport was because literally we were watching it on like four little TVs.
Really?
So you know how like an airport they're all showing the same thing and you just look around? That's what it was like. They just put the movie on the house PA and they just had like four or five little ass TVs and you just kind of picked a place to watch. It was that and it was one of the Bourne movies. But I think it was the Jeremy Renner Bourne movie.
Oh, boo.
Wait, when did that come out?
Between Bourne 3 and 4.
What year?
Well, there was Bourne Identity, Bourne Supremacy, Bourne Jidenna.
Yeah.
Bourne Jidenity.
Bourne Jidenity.
Yeah. Bourne Jidenity.
He's like, I can run a mile in this weather without taking a breath. And also, I'm a classic, man.
I'm classic. Dude, where the fuck is Jidenna at?
I don't know.
He got one hit.
He deserved a second
hit. And went right back to Bergdorf Goodman.
It's so rare
he's
to be
spraying colognes on people.
Right. He's in Midtown selling fucking Steve Harvey suits.
Yeah. Or he's Nation of Islam. It could go either way.
Mm,
with that look.
I'm a bathroom man. You can be me when you poop and be I'm a bathroom man.
Let's see here. He apparently had that song Yoga with Janelle Monáe.
He had a second song?
He had a second one. Yeah.
Yoga?
Yeah.
What's that about, like twisting a girl in a pretzel? Well,
basically, it's just fucking some bitch folding her up.
But I thought Janelle Monáe is a lesbian.
I think she's on that, like...
I think Jidenna is a lesbian.
You know how hot girls fuck everything.
He has a lesbian look.
Jidenna and Bruno Mars are in a relationship.
They scissor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be hot, dude.
Whoopi's got coronavirus now.
Does she?
Yeah.
Fuck,
that's
dude.
The first sad news we've heard in a long time.
Yeah. I wonder how she's
going to beat it. She's strong. Whoopi's going to beat it,
I started Ghost a couple weeks ago when I had COVID. Mm-hmm. It's a really bad movie.
It's really weird.
It's weird.
Like, the guy
bad.
Who kills him, it's like his energy is all, like, psychosexual and shit like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, the bad guy?
Yeah.
The bad guy's fucking...
The bad
yeah.
guy's fucked up weird.
He's fucked up weird, yeah.
Yeah, which is cool. That is good.
What's the plot? Is it that Sam discovers some, like... Sam's a girl's name. I can't remember, but he discovers some financial crime.
The other guy at work is stealing.
Yeah,
and so he
hires a guy to kill him.
He hires him to steal his wallet because he knows he has the codes for like the money or something in his wallet.
Yeah,
the,
his coworker
the guy he
was
hires
embezzling.
Is so twisted that he murders
his coworker's him. Embezzling, and he discovers it, and so he hires that Puerto Rican guy to kill Sam.
Oh, okay.
And then he dies, and then. Whoopi Goldberg, who's a Brooklyn, like
medium.
A
medium.
She's kind of like a
Miss Cleo,
exactly. She actually is a medium, but she thinks that she's a liar, but then she realizes she actually does have the gift.
Wow. No, she doesn't have the gift. Patrick Swayze just finds her. Right?
No, he's not invisible to anyone but Whoopi Goldberg.
And then also, too, what
he does...
Then
why can't she see other
people? What Sam does...
I don't know. It doesn't make
any
sense.
...is after he's dead, and I'm probably 100% wrong, but my recollection is that he uses her to then just steal the money from that guy. And it's like...
I didn't finish it.
Well, if you're just going to steal the fucking money anyways...
Well, I think... What if he just had to change her? Like, look, I'm dead. I want my bitch to have nice things, at least.
Well, he gave the money to Otome.
Who's Otome?
Otome is
a Japanese kid.
Yeah, it's
a fat little Japanese guy named Otome.
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg plays
Naki
Otome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Dr. Jones, Dr. Jones. Yeah. Listen, Data, I can't take you with me. Dr. Jones. I'm sorry, Data. I love you, but it's time for me to go to Texas heaven.
And does Whoopi Goldberg fuck?
There's sexual tension.
They kiss at one point.
Yeah.
Why don't, if you're going to kiss, you might as well eat each other's pussies.
She's like, I can't do this. I feel like Jadena. I know my Jadena shit.
If Patrick Swayze is in her body, why doesn't he just eat her pussy as Whoopi Goldberg?
It's a good question. He's not in her body. He's kind of around.
He is in her body in that
and
scene.
And then he, in that scene,
yeah, he's
he
not
goes
just, no,
into
he's,
her body.
He's not just like, let me watch.
You know, it'd be hot if two hot chicks like Whoopi Goldberg
two equally hot chicks, Demi Moore in the 80s and Whoopi Goldberg.
I knew this girl when I lived in D.C. who did not look good.
Yeah.
And my friend... I saw him the next day after a night out, and he was like, yeah, I had a fucking threesome, and it was with his girlfriend and that chick.
Oh, no.
And I was like, you can't just count it just because it's two chicks.
Yeah.
And it was clear that that was what went into the calculus.
Of course.
There.
You know what? If you've never had a threesome before, man, just get on the board.
I think he just wanted one on the board.
He wanted to get on the board. Yeah, that's all right. So.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It was not
it's
worth
college.
It, honestly. Yeah,
and you never know. Maybe this bitch is busted, but maybe she sucks dick like you wouldn't believe.
I'm not gonna venture a guess there.
Why didn't you ask him?
I didn't want to know any more details.
You know what? That's
I know.
You can't let things get in the way of your natural curiosity.
I know.
That's when we stop being children. Start being adults.
I know. I hadn't matured yet. I was a little bit of a late bloomer.
Well, you were pretending you were mature by stifling your. Child,
but it was
like
immature.
Curiosity.
Yeah, that's true.
The cat threw up all over the vacuum cleaner this morning, and I was pissed off. And then she cleaned it up.
She cleaned it up by eating it.
It's a Dyson. Well, why'd you do that?
It's the only way. And then she throws up all over my phone.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job for creating a problem and fixing it. That's the style in this household.
Yeah. And then feeling accomplished.
Yeah.
Even though you're basically right at square one.
Yep.
And even probably a little worse.
The square one mentality.
But anyway, to return back to this idea of Patrick Swayze eating. And you know what? If you're Patrick Swayze and Whoopi Goldberg, finger yourself. Find out what that feels like. Uh-huh. I'm curious.
do kind of like
if I had a pussy for a second.
A great scene in that movie would be just
play with your clit. See what that feels like.
Demi Moore.
Child, I don't like this.
Straddling Whoopi Goldberg and rubbing oil all over her stomach.
Yeah, yeah.
Her folds like the clay thing.
Yeah.
She's like, what am I, a pot? I'm going to be a pot or a vase.
Yeah, I feel like as long as you wash your face so Whoopi doesn't have to smell pussy on her lips. It's fair. Fair is fair. You got killed by a Puerto Rican, some fucking weird Puerto Rican guy.
You got killed by Luis J. Gomez.
By Luis's father. Mm-hmm. That's that character's like, best based on Luis's father.
Luis is like, I recently acquired a very new, exciting business opportunity.
Whenever I think of Luis's dad, I just think of the other guys in the gang in King of New York. I think of Giancarlo Esposito's character.
No, I actually think the guy from Ghost is probably way closer.
Mm-hmm. You think so? Mm-hmm. That it's kind of a similar aesthetic.
A lot
it's
of
like
people
a
don't
cherry
know that.
Curl.
The J actually stands for jail.
Right. Yeah. Who's Jail Gomez?
It's kind of like a...
How did the guy kill him? He stabbed him, right?
Yeah.
Did he push him on the train track?
No, maybe he shoots him.
Shoots him.
Did his
dad stab somebody?
It's like, they're walking at night in Soho or Tribeca when it was bad.
Right.
Before it was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just watched a movie where the set when that shit is bad. Or it's more in Midtown. I watched
Ghostbusters?
No, I watched Bringing Out the Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scorsese and Nick Cage.
That movie's awesome.
That movie fucking rules.
Well, it's like
dude.
Hell's Kitchen area.
Hell's Kitchen. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It is so fucking good.
Yeah.
And just
Mark Anthony's character.
Mark Anthony's sick.
I used to love that movie.
John Goodman. It's just like he just lets them fucking go off.
I used to love that movie when I was a kid. And then I watched it again like when I was like 21 and it didn't hold up. But I'm due for a rewatch.
No, it's good. Yes. As someone who just went into it fresh literally a couple days ago,
I rewatched The Aviator recently.
I watched that too recently. Yeah. It's good as fuck.
It's nice to watch a movie like Bring Out the Dead and remember what New York was like when we moved here in 2014.
Yeah. it's just like to be able to just see Goodman and then Ving Rhames is incredible in that fucking movie. He's got this awesome, if that's his real hair, I think it's a wig, but he looks great. Mm-hmm. A lot of funny wigs. Mark Anthony's got to have a wig on. There's a fucking dreadlocks. And then Tom Sizemore, sick in it too. It's a weird fucking
My good friend Tom Sizemore.
Yeah, your buddy Tom.
How's he doing these days, Nick?
I haven't talked to him in a couple weeks.
What does he think? What does he think about the vaccine?
Dude, that would have been awesome if you've just been just been FaceTiming Tom Sizemore every like 3 weeks.
How's it going? Hey, Tom.
Tommy.
On an iPad.
He hasn't been in anything in a while, right?
Yeah, I think he's
he's
a rehab.
He's one of those guys, that just has to like make a bunch of like low budget movies, probably to pay off tax debt and stuff.
Right.
Because he was in people know the story.
Yeah. Yeah, that you sucked his dick.
Yeah, you sucked his dick.
Not that story.
Oh, sorry. You asked us not to mention that on the pod.
Fuck, dude. All right.
I'm sorry.
What is this timestamp? 2308.
Get that down.
We'll just fucking
we'll
write that down.
We'll get rid of that. Don't
beep.
Worry, buddy.
Then we'll beep it out.
We'll take out the story about you sucking Tom's head.
On the set of Heat 2.
I guess it's time to look at the K-pop Reddit. I'm sure that's 45 minutes.
Yes, it is. I love when we fucking do this and we record shit way out of order.
Mm-hmm. So do they. So do the royal they.
Oh, fuck, dude. What the hell else has been going on? What the fuck did I do yesterday? You know what else I watched? It's good as hell. MacGruber.
Yeah, it's the best.
No, the TV show.
Oh, it's a TV show.
They made 8
now?
Episodes. It's good as fuck.
Oh, it's the best movie.
It's really good. Ryan Phillippe, huh?
Uh-huh.
He's fucking...
Ryan Phillip my ass.
Phillip me. Ryan
Phillippe.
He's
in the show, too?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
They have brought the whole crew back and Lawrence Fishburne.
Well, it's sad that... What's his name? Lost his ability to speak.
Who?
Val.
Yeah.
Val tongue. No.
So he's fucked. He can never talk ever again.
I watched a documentary about
Val Filmer.
Filmer ass up.
Yeah.
Val Filmer ass up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's done. They can't ever give him like a
It's really sad. He never got that role, that one like Oscar winning.
He did The Saint.
Yeah. Yeah, Batman.
Yeah, the same.
He was good at Batman.
Apparently it was hell for him because he couldn't turn his neck.
In the suit?
In the suit. He said he couldn't really act when he was wearing the suit.
Well, no one can act in the suit.
Well, I think they improved it a little bit.
Yeah, it is funny how much Christian Bale is the low point in all of those Batman movies.
Yeah.
Except maybe Batman Begins.
I don't know. The but one you know what? Mr.
Batman
Freeze
Begins is so...
Well, he's so upstaged in The Dark Knight.
Yeah, that's true.
And then what's the last one? Bane. It's all about the Benjamins.
Yeah. It's all about the Benjamins.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm black. I don't remember what it was all about the Benjamins, but I remember it was a black movie, yeah. Right? Who was that? Martin Lawrence?
Martin Lawrence. Yeah.
Should we put that on?
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
I'm a Federale.
I want to go back and watch the one with Mr. Freeze and Poison Ivy.
I think it's bad.
I know it's bad, but it looks kind of sick.
Arnold, though.
But just like visually, and didn't that gay guy who said he fucked a million
Joel
gay guys?
Joel Schumacher?
Yeah. He directed it.
I don't know if he made that one or the other
one. He did.
Joel Schumacher made one of the Bad Boys movies?
Batman.
No, Batman.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, he said he fucked 20,000
people. He was like, I've put up Adam Friedland numbers.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
About guys.
About guys.
Yeah. But it feels good to be...
Just to clarify.
It feels good to be in the conversation.
AP fact check. Adam Friedland did not have sex with 20,000.
Yeah. No. That's 100 Pinocchios.
That's a pants on fire, guys.
That's a pants on fire. Adam had sex with a lot of women. That's 100% pants on fire.
No, the guy part is
But the guy part...
It is funny what Snopes became.
I know.
It's like it used to be like, did a guy fucking accidentally die trying to come by hooking himself up to a car battery? Yes. And now it's like the CIA has never done anything bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
100% true.
There were not weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. That's mixed.
Yeah.
It's like that's
that's what we call a mixed race fact.
That's somewhat true.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking losers.
Snapple mixed race facts.
Okay, what are some of those?
You
want Jordan Sparks deserved to win American Idol.
Let him do
sorry,
it.
Sorry.
It's his joke.
You're right.
Snapple mixed race facts. You took what we said with mixed race snub facts. You added the word Snapple.
Go ahead, man. What's a nice mixed race fact?
Imagine you got a fresh, crisp Snapple in your hand.
You crack it.
You crack it.
It's
up.
Your favorite flavor. You can't wait to get a gulp.
It's the hottest day of summer. You got a peach. You got a peach Snapple in your hands. You're ready to riff.
And you open a dye peach tea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it says,
what does it say?
Before
the dye. In the fantasy, you're still having a diet.
Yeah, come on, man. Live a little. You fucking waif.
Yeah. Oh, come on. I'm you trying don't to watch my figure.
You don't want
to
gain weight even... Even in hypotheticals.
I don't drink Diet Peach Snapple. I just hear it's good.
It is good.
You open it up and it says that before...
Snopes fact check, it is good.
Before becoming a famous hip-hop star, Aubrey Drake Graham was on a Canadian show called Degrassi.
There you go.
Yeah.
Probably one of the most accessible ones. You didn't really dig very deep for that, but you did fulfill
I was trying not to offend.
Well,
that's what makes it fun.
It's a minefield.
Mm-hmm.
You could have dug a little deeper, but it's all right.
Yeah. Snapple mixed race facts. Tiger Woods recently arrested for his 8th DUI.
That's good. That's better.
In the police report, they said, damn, what even is he?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
What race is this guy?
What race is that?
Yeah.
Tiger Woods spell? Killing in front of 1,000 non-Indians.
Yeah.
What race even is he?
Well, yeah. His dad... Gets his fried chicken at 7-Eleven, and his mom gets her egg rolls.
At 7-Eleven, she gets her pho. Well. Is she Vietnamese?
I wonder what he's
I
up
thought
to.
She was Chinese.
He's had to have been in hard lockdown this entire time.
Tiger?
No, Tiger's playing golf.
Ninen.
Oh, Ninen.
He's in a hyperbaric chamber right now.
He had to be one of the guys.
He's in the Professor X.
Nine mass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
But pretending he's not. He's shooting a video in a green screen. He's like, a young, healthy guy like me can be out.
What is the... Things are going to... things are like, it's done, right? The Omicron
thing.
Yeah,
they're never shutting down again.
Yeah, Canada, the other countries are going nuts.
We're not going to do it.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of good. That's good news.
It's good,
I think
her name, in general,
was all good news.
Yeah.
It wasn't that dangerous.
I'm sorry. Her name was, excuse me. Her name was Clotilda, Tiger Woods' mother.
And what was she?
She was a horse.
She was an Arabian.
Clotilda Punsawad. Isn't that, what is that?
Indonesian.
Indonesian.
She was like a... She was like a The Raid kind of bitch.
Oh, that's cool.
She was like an Ong Bak type bitch.
Let's finish the Dan Ninen joke.
Yeah.
What does his mom get from 7-Eleven? What's an Indonesian food?
She gets...
What is Indonesian food?
No, lumpia is...
Lumpia is Philippines.
Filipino.
Indonesia is a fun... Is that a... It's a country, right?
I think
yeah,
so.
It's a Muslim
but it's
Asian.
It's like a billion islands.
I think it's two
islands. One big island?
I think it's two.
There's what's the one where it's is it Malaysia, where it's like fucking like 30 different islands? It's like, bro, that's not a country.
Well, Japan is like
Japan's four islands, but yeah,
Greece is a
you're
ton
right.
of islands.
It's getting there where it's like this is
Greece has like 100 islands.
You guys got to get your shit together.
Are one of the islands trying to break free? Do they have any like?
No, but those cocksucking Germans,
independent
that fucking
minded,
fat bitch. What's her name?
Merkel. She's trying to buy
these
some.
These cocksuckers were like, "Hey, you guys owe so much money. Why don't you give up some islands? Can you believe these fucking assholes?
Give up to do what? Bring the
because
Germany?
Because of debt.
Yeah, I know, but what are they going to do with the fucking
islands? You know what else?
Those fat cocksuckers, those fucking piece of shit Germans wanted it for themselves.
And then you know what else Merkel said? She said, Did I do that?
Nice, man. Did I do that?
Yeah. That's the
Hitler's famous last words.
Did I do that?
Did I do that?
Okay, it looks like a lot of
how you gonna
stuff.
Let a bitch named Urkel take your shit like that?
We never did, by the way. We were like, suck our dicks.
Suck my dick.
But they did fuck our asses.
Suck my dick, Jaleel White.
But they did fuck our asses, I will say, with
the debt.
With austerity.
Yeah.
Which is all bullshit. It looks like they fry and grill a lot of shit. I mean, none of this seems like that crazy to me. Soto Betawi, Jakarta soup.
It sounds like it's probably the next fad cuisine, right?
Could be.
We could start an Indonesian restaurant.
Bakso, Indonesian meatballs.
That sounds good.
Indonesia to suck my dick.
Indonesia to... I forgot how to put on a condom.
Those, like, Southeast Asian... cuisines. Yeah.
I had a lot
good.
Of. I
do that with everything now.
Yeah.
When the Omicron thing came out, I was like, "Yeah, Omicron, you to suck my dick."
Omicron, you to suck my dick.
This is a way of keeping staying alive, you know.
Nasi uduk, coconut rice.
Oh, I guess it is one kind of.
They probably have curries too, because like Southeast Asia always has like Indian and Asian.
Yeah,
influences.
It's a nice cool. It's, some nice
it's a
cool
nice,
shit.
Which is a perfect kind of.
At least 13 killed in a fire in Philadelphia.
Oh, really?
PFD says, Philadelphia Fire Department.
Mm. Oh, you forget it starts with a P.
Yeah.
When it's an acronym.
Oh, yeah, true.
When it's an acronym, that's confusing.
Yeah, they got something called Gulai Otak, which is, they say brain curry.
Oh, that's nasty.
Which is, I love getting brain.
I'm going to need you to brain my curry.
I love brain.
Maybe I'm thinking of Papua New Guinea.
That sounds right. Yeah, that sounds better. Papua New Johnsy.
Better ingredients, more islands.
So there's a place called Java, apparently, on 7th Avenue that does Indonesian food. And a place called Wan on Spring Street.
Yeah. Well, you know, New York's got it all.
It's true.
I'm sure there's a three-block community
yeah,
in Queens.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably like right next to me. I don't even know.
That's the coolest
it.
Thing about Queens.
I love it, dude. I'm never leaving. I've
decided. You just walk down a block, you're in fucking Jakarta.
I'm never leaving. I'm going to buy a fucking house and I'm going to fucking spray down the driveway with my hose.
Mm-hmm.
And some pants that are a little too big for me, but very comfortable.
I thought you were going to say in like when a dad goes to clean the Corvette and like cut off. Like a little too short cut off.
No, I'm
jeans.
Cleaning my sidewalk. I'm not cleaning my car.
Different kind of guy.
Different kind of guy.
That's a suburban kind of dad.
That ain't me, bro. I'm urban. I'm in the city.
Near urban.
I'm in Astoria, Queens.
Yeah.
I'm wiping down my fucking...
I do kind of want to buy a house in like Maspeth or something. Have a little driveway.
Maspeth is a little too far. I think Astoria is the perfect amount.
Maspeth is a little, it's a little industrial.
No, that's, you're thinking of Bushwick.
No.
Once you get into Maspeth, it's nice. It's like a little town.
I agree
it's
with
nice
you.
It's nice in like Sunnyside.
Sunnyside, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, Woodside is nice.
Yeah, Woodside's basically
Bold is a neighborhood to call itself Sunnyside.
What do you mean?
Well, as if the sun doesn't
only
fucking,
goes there.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And for that hubris, I actually eliminate it from where I might live.
Yeah. And I further hate it because of the TV show.
What TV show?
Wasn't there a TV show called Sunnyside?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was like a one-season woke
right?
comedy
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
It was like, we're Chinese, but we're also Uyghurs. And we're here in Sunnyside, Queens.
Well, that's interesting. I don't think that was the show, because I would have watched that show.
No, that show's called Flourishing.
Yeah, that's Awkwafina's show.
Yeah, my mom makes dumplings.
Yeah, what the fuck is it? Every neighborhood in Queens has their own TV show now.
Not Astoria, and I'm going to do it. Dibs.
You should do the Astoria show.
I'm gonna.
It should be a Maspeth show.
What do you call it? All in the Family was in Astoria.
Was it?
I think so.
It was. Oh, dude, reboot time.
It was in like Rico.
It's time
Park.
A fat man said Park? The N word on television again.
Yeah. Dude, you could play Archie.
I could play Archie for real. Yeah. I actually really could.
That'd be good.
I want to play R-word bunker.
R-word bunker.
Too many blanks.
Why would you eat watermelon if you could have watermelon candy? It doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Oh, Archie! Leave him alone!
He's got a regular wife.
Because she's got a big retarded hog.
Edith, Edith, stifle yourself.
Stifle yourself,
Edith. Well, visiting college boy. All that fancy learning you do in college, you don't even know how to fucking put a top on a sippy cup. Neither do you, R-word. That's not the point, meathead. It's about loyalty and integrity. Now, somebody help me lick this envelope. I'm mailing SpaghettiOs to Nixon.
And the Jeffersons started off that, right?
Yeah. It was a spinoff.
They moved from Queens to the city. Dude.
Yeah, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Should I buy, like, that's the one I don't get. Buying an apartment to my villager brain seems ridiculous.
It's a stupid idea. Because
it's like, what, I buy something to have roommates, basically?
Yeah, well, you got to pay, because it's all a co-ops in New York.
Yeah.
So you got to pay maintenance.
You pay maintenance fees. You don't actually, like, own the apartment. You own shares, and, like, the corporation owns the building. But it's also harder, like, I think, to get a mortgage on one of those, because the bank doesn't like dealing with, like, condo associations.
That sucks, dude. Yeah. What the fuck is it? What's the point in fucking buying a room in a building? How the fuck do you even do that? That pisses me off. I'm fucking pissed off now.
Yeah.
And it's too expensive to buy a regular house in New York. Maybe I will come to Maspeth with you, Nick.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. We can open a little Irish bar.
Yeah. Oh, fuck Lahans.
It's called Oopsies.
Oopsies is good.
Oopsie Dennehy's.
Oopsie Dennehy's next to Oh, fuck Lahans, and we'll let the market decide.
Right. Faggerties.
Faggerties. Yeah.
It's not your kind of bar. I don't know how many times I have to tell you. It's just the name. This place looks good. Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, these guys together.
It was my family's name in the old country. We're not fans.
What am I supposed to change my name?
I'm going
to
change my name like a fucking Italian.
No queers at O'Faggity's.
Yeah, it is funny that there are a lot of Italians in America whose names like is like Fagolio or Fagadici.
Yeah.
Because at Ellis Island, like all these guys that come out, my name is Lombardinese, and they're like, you're Lewis.
And then they're
like, wait, look at this guy's name.
Let him through.
Let him do that. And here you go, Mr. Fagatopimo.
Yeah. Here you go, Ernesto Dick Suckliani.
Thank you for letting me into your beautiful country. All right, hurry up. Your monkey's biting people.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, it is funny because it's like I know a lot of fucking Greek people who have names like Birch because it's like they were Ellis Islanded.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they like the wasps of Greeks?
Yeah.
Are they like the Americanized?
You know, yeah. I mean, it is funny.
They look down on the fresh off the boats.
Well, those people are just American, basically. Like there's a definite split in Greek people that came here. Like, because my family came in the 80s.
Wait, real quick, the capital or the president of Indonesia is named Joko Widodo.
Joko Widodo? Hell yeah. That's a fucking sick name. Who was the guy? Who was the. There was like a king or a prince of some kind of shit over there.
Dude, they all got awesome names. Susilo Bang Bang Yudhoyono.
Dude's awesome.
Former president Anus Baswedon.
Bro, I'm gonna change my name to Stavros Bang Bang Halkias. Bang Bang, suck on my dick.
I just watched The Raid 2 for the first time.
You never seen The Raid 2?
Never seen 2. I think it might be even better than 1.
Wait, yeah. This guy's name is Gonjar Pranowo.
Pranowo.
But that's what he looks like.
That's awesome. Yeah. Gonjar. Gonjar.
He's got his full name on his suit.
That's awesome. Hell yeah, dude.
It's Muslim, too.
That's always funny to me is these countries where their military guys will have all these medals.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, for what?
Yeah.
What are those medals?
For ethnic cleansing.
Yeah, they found like a little island with pygmies on it, and they just fucking lit them up.
Yeah. Well, have you seen The Act of Killing? Indonesia's a country where like Hitler won.
Really?
And so, like, all their national heroes are, like, the fucking...
Wait,
like,
what do you mean Hitler won?
They did an ethnic
cleansing. Like Gettysburg,
cleansing.
You know?
They did, like, a...
like Gettysburg, where the North won, but you go to the town, and it's all just racist.
I see.
No, it's like, they did, like, a genocide, and then the bad guys won after the genocide.
Oh, really? And they just...
And they don't feel bad about it. It's, like, glorious. Yeah, it's their glorious...
They killed every like what? What are
that documentary, The Act of Killing. The guy goes there and he finds these like, basically they got these street criminals who they were like gangsters. And they watched like American movies because like before the genocide, they would sell like movie tickets on the street. They'd all dress
this is
like
my new look. By the way,
he looks awesome.
They'd all dress like the Godfather and stuff.
Hell
and so then this guy gets them to like reenact their like victories and stuff. And so they make a movie of them doing these genocides. And then it kind of settles in like at the end of the movie, the guy's like, I'm going to hell.
Whoa.
Like for the first time in his
life. He's just throwing up all over the place.
And he's like, Jesus Christ. He's like,
really?
Yeah. Like through the reenactment.
Yeah, because the whole movie, the guy's going around and he's like, and this is where we strung up the kids and stripped their flesh off and cooked their balls in front of them.
Oh,
and he's like,
God.
And then they're doing like plays reenacting.
But he's like dressed. He's like dressed like John Travolta, Saturday Night Fever, too.
And then the final scene, he goes up to a rooftop at like a restaurant or something. And he's like, yeah, we lined them up all out of here and shot them all. And then he just like takes a beat and then he just starts like retching.
Whoa.
And he starts like throwing up.
And he's like, I'm going to hell.
Yeah.
Like,
holy shit.
Yeah.
Who did they genocide? Who was the like, where
the communists.
Other Indonesians.
Oh, yeah, like in quotes, communists. But it was like they political just, enemies that they deemed communists.
Damn, dude. Mm-hmm.
People that wouldn't take the vaccine.
Yeah. The real martyrs.
Dude, I am loving these vaccine protests.
What's going on?
they're like going to Applebee's and Burger King.
Oh, those guys!
Yeah, there's
those guys rock.
The Cheesecake Factory in Queens.
Yeah. The Burger King's the best one though, because it's Burger King.
Well, there's this guy.
It's just filled with homeless people who are HIV positive.
Yeah, no one wants to be in
there's
there.
There's blood all over the floor. They're like, this is all right. Yeah. It's New Yorkers.
Who's going to Burger King anymore?
Nobody.
When McDonald's exists.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, take that, Burger King.
How's it still business?
Yeah, it definitely has fallen off, I will say that. I think
the Whopper used to be a decent sandwich.
The Whopper,
no, you're just your mind's distorted because all the fast food places in the city suck dick. They're just not good.
In Eldis's words, he said the Whopper has star power.
Let me tell you something.
He's right.
I went to an Applebee's in like the middle of Delaware a couple years ago.
Probably the best meal you ever had in your life.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It hit. Fucking amazing.
The Applebee's in Baltimore when it first opened, when it was the first Applebee's in East Baltimore. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But it fell off within 2 years. I don't know why.
What year was this?
This is
in mid 2000. Oh, damn.
99. Because
a lot of those places, like it used to be. Like,
maybe early 2000. Before
that, because the recession really did hollow out the middle class.
Yeah.
And so there's all these things that are for middle class people that like cease to exist because mm-hmm. the middle class either became rich
yeah.
or they became poor. So like that's why like Bennigan's went away and Ruby right. Tuesdays got shitty because that was a thing. It's like once a month you go out to a nice dinner,
of course,
with your family.
And we were at Chili's family.
Yeah, you could go have a nice meal like once in a while at a place that's not too expensive.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And now I mean, no, now it's like even worse. You go to restaurants and it's like you go to a shitty place and it's fucking $90 for two people yeah, with no drinks.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. Fuck that. Fuck inflation. I'm about to find an economist. I'm going to fuck him in the ass for that.
Yeah.
It's their fault.
You got to have stocks. You got to have all your money in assets.
God damn it, dude. I don't want to learn what that shit is.
Just pay somebody to do it.
Yeah, you're right.
You have a house. That's good.
Yeah, but it's a fuck. I mean, the house is so cheap. We could all buy houses right in Baltimore right now, cash if we wanted
yeah,
to.
Yeah, but it's going to go up in value.
Yeah, a little bit. Greektown, I'm hopeful, cross my fingers. Mm-hmm. Every time I go back, it actually is nicer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm shocked.
You know what you got to do? You got to get the gays in.
That's right.
You got to get the, like...
Should yeah, I buy another house and let gay guys
you
live
honestly,
there?
Honestly, it's only a matter of time because, too. Like, D.C.'s topped out. And not only, like, with housing stock, but also, like, everyone knows that city's gay.
Yeah, it sucks.
And it's like...
D.C.'s mad expensive.
Yeah, it's incredibly expensive.
It's expensive as shit. And yeah. It sucks then, dick.
It's the worst city in America.
Yeah.
It might be, yeah.
But I was like blown away that more... Because I remember when like I dated somebody that lived in Petworth and they worked in Chinatown in D.C. Mm-hmm. And they spent the night when I lived in Waverly. And it took her the same amount of time to get to work.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because she didn't have to take a bus all the way from Petworth downtown in D.C.
Right.
You just
right.
hop on the train, you get off at Union Station.
Right,
because
also the metro is so expensive in D.C. Yeah. It's not even like that.
The MARC train's mad cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, Greektown, though, is not by the train, but I actually do, for whatever reason, it's picking up steam. So,
yeah.
Maybe I'll just fucking become a Greektown slumlord.
Mm-hmm.
By like no, a fucking gotta, block.
You gotta open up O'Faggerty's.
O'Faggerty's?
You gotta get something that brings the gays.
How about I buy a house?
I talked to your real estate agent about opening a church, getting like a religious tax exemption. And then the church is just a gym and like a place to put tools.
That's a work on your
that's
car.
That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, you just shave your head and you're like, yeah, I'm a monk.
Mm-hmm. How hard would it be to do that?
I don't think it's that hard at all. I think the zoning there is
well,
like,
you're a pastor.
I'm a minister in the Universal Life Church.
Mm-hmm.
So I maybe could start preaching.
Is that the same company as the Universal Circus?
It is, yeah. So
yeah.
I can also
the Eric Adams Circus.
You could also do, yeah. You could also do the Black Circus.
I can also.
We're gonna get rid of these unskilled workers and replace them with clowns.
With black clowns.
With Brother Clown. And now Brother Clown with Zapp and Roger to discuss the Omicron situation.
It is so funny. New York has never had a good mayor.
Yeah, it's like it's like
but
an
it's
impossible
better to
job.
Have a mayor like this than a mayor like de Blasio, who's like faking like
I think Al Smith was like the only well he was governor of New York.
I don't
but
know.
He also never left the Lower East Side.
That's
like his
sick.
Entire life.
That's so fucking
and
sick.
And he just spoke all of like the peasant languages. So
yeah.
He'd just go neighborhood to neighborhood speaking
you know that,
like
that was
Yiddish and Italian.
It was the most densely populated area in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It was its own congressional district in the United States
That's
House
so
of Representatives.
Awesome.
Just the Lower East Side.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But I guess not, because it was not anymore, right? No more slums and shit?
Well, they have, like, big project buildings there now.
Yeah.
Over by two bridges. And they got a lot of really
cool... I got a big project you could work on.
What's that?
My dick and balls.
No, you've said multiple times that it's not big.
It is, though.
You said multiple... You're
in
on the record
case,
even
it is.
Today in this episode.
In this
not
case,
big.
It is. Well, in a it depends on the context.
Well, maybe my dainty hands.
Your little ass hands, your little ass mouth.
What's your shirt say?
It's a shirt given to me by a Greek bakery in Rochester. Let's shout them out. Shout out to Vula's Greek Sweets.
It's kind of cool. It's kind of metal looking.
Well, nah, where you put your whole hand out like that. It's like, go fuck yourself or you're
that
a
is?
Fucking idiot.
Oh, so it's a cheeky pizza. It's a cheeky
it's
joke.
Cheeky. Yeah, it's pretty good. Shouts out to Vula.
People don't know when they see that shirt that it's a middle finger.
It's
that you're like kind
finger.
Of a badass. Like, yeah.
Well, here's the thing I love about Greeks.
like the hand is that, and then obviously you get the middle finger, but then another go for fuck you is basically this.
Middle finger down.
Which is like what happens when you finger somebody. It's literally from finger popping. So it's like you'll just see little kids be like, fuck you, I put my fingers in you. And the connotation is I put my fingers in your pussy or your ass. Mm-hmm. In a very graphic way. Like, it's pretty close to the actual... Like, I've found myself doing that and having sex. Then I'll laugh later on, like, wow, that's...
I was disrespecting that pussy.
Well, not that, but man, Greek people just really will put it all out on the table. There's no, you know...
There's no subtlety.
There's no subtlety. Yeah. There's no subtext. It's all
that's
there.
What that beach island lifestyle does to you.
Yeah, dude.
What too much pussy does to a motherfucker.
What too much sun, pussy, and fried calamari does to a motherfucker, which actually sounds so awesome.
I've been eating too many Hawaiian pizzas lately.
Respect. From where?
Broncos.
Nice. Like I could get it back on a little Hawaiian pizza tip.
Like an island boy.
Yeah. Dude, you know, we talked about how we were over pork shoulders. Mm-hmm. And then
last night you ate an entire pork shoulder.
I was grocery shopping. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to look at them. I wasn't going to get them. Yeah. And then I saw one that was marked. They, like, did the pricing wrong. 80 cents for an entire pork shoulder. I was like, well, I'm not going
to
buy it.
Wait, they gave it to you for 80 cents?
See, you understand assets and inflation.
Yeah.
You say you don't need to pay a guy at all. You know how that shit works.
So, yeah, I made a nice pork shoulder. And I speed cooked it. I didn't let it, like, cook down. And it was much... The meat, the fat doesn't melt. So it's less, like, pulled pork, less whatever. But it's nice. It's still a hunk of... A nice fatty cut of meat. It felt more like steaks.
Wait, they honored the 80 cents?
Of course.
At the checkout?
Of course.
Wow.
They're not going to ask any fucking questions. Who the fuck does the checkout girl give a fuck that this piece of shit grocery store... is losing money.
Maybe her family owns the grocery store.
No. Her family does not own Food Bazaar in Astoria.
Oh. Food Bazaar is not a bad grocery store.
It's a good grocery store.
Yeah.
It's very good, in fact.
They have their produce is pretty good, too.
I like it. It's far from my house, but I was just going on a walk. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking. I'm like, let me pop in here. The other thing is I know all the places you can piss along my route. The There's a Home Depot at the edge of Astoria you can piss in.
Wow.
There's Food Bazaar.
Home Depot bathroom. I don't think I've ever done that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, I was on my step shit. Mm-hmm. So I discovered all the places. I know the public parks with nice...
Checkpoints.
I know my checkpoint, my saving areas.
Yeah.
One time I took a piss. A guy was taking one of the most heinous shits I've ever heard in a public bathroom in the bathrooms right by the ferry in Astoria.
Yeah.
Right next to the projects. I think... Yeah, like Long Island City. And also there's a bathroom by the Costco in the park over there.
Yeah.
One of the most beautiful Costcos in America, for my money.
Gorgeous Costco.
You get to watch, I don't know, what is that? What body of water is that?
It's the East River.
That separates Queens from fucking...
Roosevelt Island.
Roosevelt Island, is that the East River?
Yeah.
Yeah. Roosevelt Island's in the middle of the East River.
Yeah, so yes, the East River.
We should move to Roosevelt Island.
That would be cool, dude.
That's a weird place.
Start
I rode
dressing
my bike
in top
over
hats,
there.
Top and tails.
Yep.
It's just like... It's just like...
You see, the lower half of the island was like an old abandoned insane asylum.
Yeah, now like it's just like ago. Nice like apartments for people
well,
that work
like
in midtown.
Cornell bought it all up and they turned
yeah,
it
Yeah, and
into
research it. Hospitals. Yeah.
Yeah, it is really nice over there, but it's like, who the fuck's living?
There's one train stop.
There's one train, or that weird little fucking air trolley, whatever the fuck it's called.
Mm-hmm. We got to move to City Island. That's where we got to move. Have you ever been there?
Just a laziest name.
City Island. Yeah. Respect. They don't got time to fucking name the island, bro. They're fucking having...
You should take a girl on a date to City Island one day, Sav.
That's too far for me, man. Mm-hmm.
Just get in the car. It's actually not that far from where you live.
You're right. Take the bridge.
You
over
take the Triborough. Hey,
you should
you're
take
right,
a guy on a date to the bathroom.
No.
Or your ass.
That wouldn't be an appropriate date.
You should watch a movie in your ass with a guy.
And then let him fuck you in it somehow.
Dude, I've finally been able
you go
to
get
like
seafood.
Get a steady pace going watching The Terror. Mm-hmm. That AMC show from a couple
yep.
years ago.
Yep.
And I want nothing more to be in the British Navy. Mm-hmm. During the era.
Wait, so you can bugger kids?
So you can bugger?
So you could do buggery?
It's part of the culture,
yeah, raping the enlisted men.
Yeah.
You know,
walking, breaking them in.
Walking around my hands behind my back, accentuating my buttons all the time. And what many buttons you have, sir?
Yeah, you probably could get head if you had the shiniest buttons on the boat.
Yeah. No, that show's awesome.
Yeah, I never seen it.
Yeah, me neither.
I ain't never seen it.
The Age of Sail.
How many? Is only one season?
Yeah, it's a miniseries.
I like that. I love a miniseries.
Mm-hmm. I love a Reese's Pieces.
I love that too.
Yeah. In a way, kind of its own miniseries.
It's a mini Reese's.
It's a series of Reese's as you're eating. They're miniature.
Yeah. Well, compared to, I guess the regular Reese's isn't miniature, but compared to the giant Reese's, they are miniature. Mm-hmm.
Do they make a Reese's that has Reese's Pieces in it?
They do. They do, in fact.
Wild.
And not only that, something I saw that I actually don't like, they do that plus potato chips?
Yeah.
Like little crushed up potato chips?
Well, that all started with that fucking Jimmy Fallon, Ben and Jerry's. It's like, fucking, you're high on weed. You're fucked up thinking Jimmy Fallon is funny.
Wait, Jimmy Fallon's now, as a bit of a Ben and Jerry's aficionado on the program. Mm.
Yeah.
His Antonio current, Ben and Jerry.
It's the Tonight Dough.
It's the Tonight Dough, which is a very good flavor.
Then maybe I'm thinking of the Stephen Colbert American Dream. There's one that's
you're thinking of Americone Dream.
Late
Dream.
Night Snack is the name of the ice cream.
Late night snack. It's true. And it's got little chips in it.
Yeah.
See, here's where they fuck up. Pretzel is the perfect, if you want salt, it's the perfect guy to get in that mix. Don't get a fucking potato chip in there. Mm-hmm. What are we doing with potatoes?
Right.
Sweets are not the fucking purview of potatoes. Get them the fuck out of here.
That's a vegetable. Yeah.
It's a vegetable. And they get a little cheeky when it comes to gnocchi. You're trying to get
you're
into
making
the,
it a pasta.
You're trying to get into the fucking textures that almost qualify you for dessert status.
Mm-hmm.
And even potato bread, I suppose the same can be said of.
That's
potato
the best,
chip.
That is the best bun on a burger, in my opinion.
I'd have to give it some thought. I'm not ready to weigh in.
Potato bun.
I'm not ready to weigh in just yet.
It's the best bun.
Does Ben and Jerry's still make late night snack items?
You know what's bullshit?
I don't think it
pretzel
is.
Pretzel buns. Bullshit.
I don't mind them.
Fuck that out. Fuck out of here.
Why?
Bullshit.
Why? I see. I'm
they're
not
too
as
too sweet.
I'm not.
They're
when
too
it comes
sweet.
To the bread. I'm open to experimentation. I like a ciabatta.
Here we go.
I'm with you. Potato roll
according,
if you're at a cookout.
According to a Ben & Jerry's spokesperson, the flavor, vanilla ice cream, flecked with salted caramel swirls and fudge-covered potato chip clusters.
No thanks.
Yeah.
Potato. I don't want potato.
I think that sounds good. It sounds all right.
Yeah. No, you need... But it replace that. Replace
it be, it should
the
just
potato.
Be,
replace
that with should be vanilla
it's
ice
better.
Cream.
It's better.
Yeah.
A bunch of fucking Jameson... The ring that degloved his finger when he fell down drunk.
Yeah, it is funny. That man just gets so fu- You know what? I have to say, it's shocking.
Wouldn't you, though? I mean, maybe not you, but I know I would.
Yeah.
If I was a late-night TV host, I had this career where I'm a guy that's just, like, fine. I tried briefly to do dramatic acting, and it's...
Did he?
He was in Band of Brothers, and it was his appearance was reviled. It almost ruins the show.
It was just one of the best shows.
Well, he
of
just
all time.
he pulls up in like a Jeep, and he's like, "Major winners, you're ready to go to the front."
Oh,
you
man.
Know, and Damian Lewis has to like, you know, be like, "Okay, Jimmy, let's go."
I mean, I remember they tried to make him a movie star. He was in Taxi Drive, no Taxi with Queen.
But those are comedies.
That's what. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is crazy there hasn't been a video of him just drunk as fuck. They deserve a fucking award for that.
How do they do it?
I think they just, if
they
he shows
take
up at a bar.
From everyone?
I think they just buy everyone drinks and shit, and they just like, I think he's got a whole team that goes around. That would be my guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they kind
of
take it. Because
there are
phone.
A bunch of pictures of someone equally as powerful, Papa John Schlatter. He's got piss on the front of his pants.
Stay tuned. One of the best videos.
A reckoning is coming. He called coronavirus, dude. That was it.
I guarantee you, never went to Epstein's Island. That motherfucker just loves money and pizza.
And if he's fucking like fat-titted MILFs, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And living in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's it? Oh, man.
You know, there's a town called Pune, India.
Really?
Yeah.
We got to go. We got to go get us some fucking Pune and Pune.
I kind of want to go to India. You got to time it so it's right when you lose your sense of smell from coronavirus. And that's the time. I just get there. I'm licking doorknobs. Yeah. I'm like, nah, don't worry. I'm vaccinated. I just want to something to take the edge off.
Yeah, I don't know. I still have a lot of other places I want to go first, but I would like to go there.
Yeah, I miss Australia.
Australia was fucking pretty sick, honestly. It's just so goddamn far.
Well, we were just had to do shows the whole time, and it's like we were already burned out from a week of travel.
The beach was sick.
Melbourne, I think about Japan.
Melbourne's really nice.
I think about Japan.
Sydney was nice.
All Sydney the time. Was crazy. Like, yeah,
that
I liked
day
I liked
we had
both
on the beach.
It was
really
also
nice.
The peak of this show.
Bondi Beach. There was no peak.
That,
no
I feel peak. In my mind that
it's
was
just
the peak.
Been a steady decline.
You go to the other side. Well, I don't mean in terms of quality. In terms of how much I enjoy the shit.
Oh, I see. I
you
see,
go.
I
we
see.
Went to the far end of the world, like Master
I don't
and
know.
Commander.
It didn't was. Really seem like you were having much fun. Until
I
you
wasn't
started taking painkillers.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're kind of being a drag.
That was
honestly.
A fucking gay trip,
it,
honestly.
It, but it's like I'm like that on vacation all the time, and jet lag makes it worse. But it's like I know that I want to kill myself and I want to die, and I'm not having a good time. But your brain precludes you from remembering that.
Right. Yeah. So remembers the nice things you saw.
Yeah. So you just force yourself to go do things. Yeah.
I had a nice. I had a lot of nice meals.
That Greek meal in Melbourne was incredible,
dude. I cannot wait. That, you know
that
what?
Not only
cheese,
that, but
that
then,
cheese
but then
that
also
was on fire.
Pretending to be in love with the dinner plate while I'm all fucked up on pills and eating the best food I've ever had. Yeah. And I'm like crying, laughing.
Yeah. That's true. I remember that.
Yeah, that's what made the ramen so good. Was laughing at that guy trying to fuck that Japanese girl.
Yeah, that guy was awesome.
Yeah,
I hope he did it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got iPhone?
Oh, so you're Japanese. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah. He kept saying, that's what's up. And there's like polite Japanese girls were giggling, but clearly did not want any parts of that man.
That's so
and
funny.
Anyway, tune into the free episode to hear the rest of the story, maybe.
Yep.